Pod Quiz 1039. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1039. As I think I mentioned last week, this episode marks the 20th anniversary of Pod Quiz, so I'd like to thank all of you for listening, particularly those who have been listening for nearly all or all of those 20 years. I also have a couple of more specific thank yous before we start. Thanks to new patron Becca, and to PayPal donor Peter.
Round one.
Let's start this week with an annual anthems music round, with four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And then for number five, you need to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question one. Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five.
Yes, so please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round two.
Round two is on aliens.
Question six.
What is the name of David Bowie's alien alter ego from the planet Mars?
Question seven.
In which seminal 1978 video game do you control a laser cannon that you must use to destroy a wave of aliens that march down the screen?
Question 8.
What is the name of the alien scientist in the animated series The Flintstones? Is it the Great Kazoo, Krang, or Zoidberg?
Question 9.
The alien Xenu plays an important role in the beliefs of which self-described church?
Question 10.
In the Star Trek universe, the characters Garak and Gul Dukat are which species of alien?
Round 3.
Round 3 is the natural world. You're about to hear five clips of animal sounds, and for each, I'd like you to tell me whether the animal in question has fur or feathers.
Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
The fun round this week is transport.
Question 16.
Which country is home to the Shinkansen or bullet train?
Question 17.
Which mode of transport can be referred to as Shank's pony?
Question 18.
Gulf Air is an airline that is the flag carrier of which country? Bahrain, Finland, or Mexico?
Question 19.
Dutch company Gatsometer BV invented which unpopular device first applied to police forces in the 1960s?
Question 20.
Eurostar is an international high-speed rail service connecting 5 Western European countries. Name 3 of the 5. I shall be back with the answers in 4 minutes after Golden Duck Orchestra with Alien.
I ain't no mom. I feel so jaded, I feel so aimless.
and everything will stay the same. And we will play the game again. Just leave your troubles far away, and it will all be fine again. And everything will stay the same. Let's have a beer and celebrate. Just leave your troubles far.
Now, the answer.
Number one was Rock Lobster by the B-52s. Number two was Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty.
Winding your way down on Baker Street, light in your head and dead on your feet, well enough.
When you're the one who tried to hurt.
Number three was I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Number four was Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. And number five, the year was 1978.
Round two.
Round two was on aliens, and the answer to number six, David Bowie's alien alter ego, is Ziggy Stardust. Number seven, that 1978 video game was Space Invaders. Number eight, the alien scientist in The Flintstones is The Great Gazoo. Number nine, Xenu plays a role in the beliefs of the Church of Scientology. And number 10, Garak and Gold Dukat are Cardassians.
Round three.
Round three was on the natural world, and the answer to number 11 was a chinchilla that has fur. Number 12 was a group of coyotes that have fur. Number 13 was a grey seal, also with fur. Number 14 was a kiwi with feathers. And number 15 was a northern mockingbird, also with feathers.
Round 4.
The final round was transport, and the answer to number 16, the Shinkansen, is a Japanese train. Number 17, Shanks' pony is walking. Number 18, Gulf Air is the flag carrier of Bahrain. Number 19, the company Gatsometer invented the speed camera. And for number 20, I needed three of the five countries that the Eurostar rail service covers. So any three of the following would do. Belgium, France, Germany, the Netherlands, or the United Kingdom. That's it for Pod Quiz 1039. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. A couple of messages. Happy 55th birthday to Mr. Owl, the best big brother ever. Thank you for introducing me to Pod Quiz. Wishing you the happiest of birthdays from Kathy. And the second is a shout out to me from the Bay Area Plus group, who would like to say congratulations to me for 20 years of great quizzes, and thanks for making our Saturday nights more fun. Thanks, folks. Bye now.